This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This story is very appropriate for our current COVID-19-dominated circumstances, because it involves a city struck by plague. According to an ancient story told by the Roman historian Plutarch in his work Moralia, in the essay On the Sign of Socrates, the island of Delos was struck by a plague. To learn what to do, what the god Apollo expected of them, the people of Delos consulted the revered oracle of Delphi. The oracle responded with an answer that, I assume, was gratifying in its specificity. Usually oracles are ambiguous, but this was very straightforward, if unexpected and perplexing. The oracle told them that they must double the altar at Delos. This instruction was harder than it sounded because it meant that the black marble cubical altar to Apollo must be doubled in volume and yet remain a regular cube. Because the altar was a cube, when they doubled each dimension, which they did, they ended up increasing the volume of the altar 8 times. Not twice. At that time, doubling the volume of a cube was a problem that was difficult, but it was solvable. For help, the people of Delos consulted Plato. According to Plutarch, Plato replied that the god was rallying the Greeks for their neglect of education, deriding, as it were, our ignorance and bidding us engage in no perfunctory study of geometry, for no ordinary or nearsighted intelligence, but one well-versed in the subject. Plutarch noted that there were people who could tell them how to double the altar, but Apollo wanted them to figure it out for themselves. Rather, that he enjoined all the Greeks to abandon war and its ills and to consort with the Muses, and by soothing the passions through reasoning and mathematics, to live together profitably and without harm. I do love a prophecy, and I love learning about this ancient prophecy, which, by setting what seems a straightforward problem in geometry, aims to transform the values of an entire people. It reminds me of something that scientist Carl Sagan said. If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. Sometimes to do a small thing, we must prepare ourselves in a very large way. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.